I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper wants a statewide map of all oil field pipelines after an old severed line caused a fatal house explosion last month.
The question we've got to ask is, how do you make sure it doesn't happen again? And is this truly a unique situation? Are there two more, three more, or 10 more somewhere else in the state?
Hickenlooper spoke yesterday, one day after fire investigators announced that the April explosion was caused by a cut in an old gas line that was believed to be out of service but was connected to a producing gas well. Investigators say they don't know why the line was hooked up to the well. State regulations require abandoned lines to be disconnected and capped. The Sunflower Motel on West Colorado Avenue has come down, marking what El Paso County is calling the latest milestone in revitalizing what's known as no man's land between Old Colorado City and Manitou Springs. The property was among several acquired by the county in the area slated for improvements. The Sunflower Motel property will make way for a new bridge over Fountain Creek, a realignment of the Midland Trail, and new sidewalks, among other things. And St. Francis Medical Center in northern Colorado Springs has broken ground on an expansion aimed at a bigger emergency department, neonatal intensive care unit, and additional parking, among other things. The $100 million project includes 168,000 square feet of additional hospital space. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.